I'm going to start doing this fortnightly. Right, now, before I go any further, I feel like I do that every fucking time I start this thing now, but before I start actually fucking waffling, right, I don't know, I've got nothing prepared, fuck all, not a thing prepared in my head at all, not that I've ever really got anything prepared, but I've doubly, see all the other times, I mean like fucking really, there might have been a couple of things in there, but there's fucking nothing in here because, well let me explain why I'm going to do this fortnightly, because I've had to drag myself here to do it today, like I really have, like I'm not going to lie, like I had to, I don't see the point in faking it, like I really had to fucking drag myself here today to do this. And I was going to do one last week. And then I was like, fuck that shit, I'm not doing it. And then on Thursday, I was going to come out here. I was like, I'll do it on Thursday. And then I just didn't. I was like, I'm not fucking going. I've took another... So I didn't have 2 weeks off during the Easter holidays when the schools were off. I was working quite intensely for them, right? And then I thought, you know what? I'm just... I know... I don't even remember what I said to you last time, right? But I know that I said that some stuff had happened that had made me... had done things to my head, right? That's what's happened, right? So... those things haven't really went away. Nearly have. They're still fucking there. Just not as intensely as they were. Do you know what I mean? But and then loads of other stuff fucking came up. And I'm now at the point where I'm like, I can't commit to do this every Monday. I can't fucking do it because it takes a full fucking day. I mean, it takes me 45 minutes to do this thing, right? But then I need to go home and edit the whole thing and put all that, you know, all that shit. And then it's like, that's that whole day gone. And I'm like, I can't fucking do that anymore. I feel as if what I do is I'm just, there's too much going on inside my head for me to actually do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm still sitting here. There's fucking foam all over the floor that I put in. Do you know what I mean? Like, I haven't got a fucking thing in the walls. Everything through in the other workshop, the storeroom is an absolute fucking moga. It's like, it's disgusting. There's that much fucking stuff in there. I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere. And I feel like it's not this. It's not just this that's making me not get anywhere. It's not like I'm just like, I do a podcast every week and I can't do fuck all else. It's not that, right? It's just... it's a day that I don't get back, do you know what I mean? And it's a day that I'm like, and in the nicest way possible, I really appreciate everybody that listens and all that sort of shit, but I don't fucking, this hasn't made me, do you know what I mean? This doesn't buy me, get me more money to buy more time to do what I want to do. Like, it doesn't, do you know what I mean? It's like a labour of love. It's like a thing that I thought would take off and would be the thing that eventually kind of ran, like would allow me to run other stuff and all that sort of shit, but it's never done that. And it's not that I don't like it. I do like it. I'm at the point where I'm like, I can't fucking commit that amount of time to something like this anymore because there's so much other shit that I want to get done and I can't, and I'm not doing them because a lot of the time I'm spending thinking about this. Do you know what I mean? And I'm like, at the point now where I'm like, I'm going to do it fortnightly rather than just give up. Because last week I was like, I'm not doing them anymore. Like last week I genuinely was, I am fucking finished. That's me. I know I've said that quite a lot about stuff. And I feel like I'm just a pure moany bastard, but there is a fucking reason for it. It's because the reason I'm talking like this is because, well, the first one is I've got fuck all prepared, as I've said, right? But the other reason is I don't think I'm the only person that ever feels like this. Do you know what I mean? I really don't think I'm the only person that ever feels like this. And I think sometimes when you see someone else do a thing, it makes it easier for you to do a thing. So in a way, I want to talk about it because there might be other people out there who listen to this because it is like, well, that guy seems to be doing all right with the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? So that's why, and plus it's the whole fucking reason I started doing this, anything to do with this was I need to be honest. So I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to come in here and pretend everything's fucking great because it's not. It's not been great. It's been fucking hard, man. There's been a few times where I've really had to fucking dig deep, man, to keep going. And I'm going to tell you some of the stuff that I've been doing. Two of the things that I've been doing, unless another one appears, that has allowed me to dig deep to get through the fucking day. Because that's what it's been feeling like. It's been feeling like getting through a day. Do you know what I mean? And it's fucked up because I know I shouldn't be feeling like this. I know I shouldn't. But sometimes I think it's actually get fuck all to do with me. It's chemistry. Do you know what I mean? It's chemistry that I'm battling with. That's what I said to my good lady wife the other day. I'm fucking feel like I'm constantly fighting fucking chemistry. Like, that's where I'm at. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I'll tell you the first thing. I was in Pizza Punks. We took the younglings. We went to Glasgow a day. Where did we go? We went to it was a religious museum. It was my good lady wife that said, do you want to go to that? And I was like, there's no fucking way these two these two fucking nutbars are going to want to go through a religious museum. I thought, but fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, what else are we going to do? So we went up to that, and it was really fucking interesting. I'm a recovering Catholic. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm a Catholic in recovery. Do you know what I mean? So, like, they don't tell you shit like that. See, when you go, I could be lying, because I could have not been fucking listening, because that is something else that I do. But, like, see, when I went to Catholic school, that's all they fucking tell you is Catholic shit. They don't tell you any other fucking stuff. Do you know what I mean? So when I went to this museum, I was like, holy fuck, there's a lot of fucking stuff out there. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's loads of different fucking things, because they don't tell you that shit when you're at school. And then I was talking to my good lady wife and my pal Dev. He was telling me that when they went to school and they went to RE, like, they told you other things about other religions. It wasn't just like the fucking thing. I fucking hated RE. I honestly fucking hated it, man. I hated it so fucking much. To the point where I remember I got into trouble because I started writing Listen to Black Sabbath on my RE folder, and I didn't even know who Black Sabbath were at that point. I just knew the Blind Skateboard Company had a t-shirt and it had the Blind Grim Reaper on it, and it said Listen to Black Sabbath. So I just started drawing that, right? So I remember getting into fucking shit for that. And then I remember another time getting into shit with a teacher because she'd said, I don't even know what the fucking thing is we were talking about, but it was fucking something. And I turned around and it was to do with war. And I was like, "That, why the fuck are you trying to teach us about war when every fucking war that's happened has had something to do with fucking religion? Like, why?" And she was like, "Not every war has had something to do with the religion." I was like, "Fucking name one. Fucking name one that doesn't have some sort of undercurrent of we're better than them because we pray to a different god. Fucking prove it, man. You know what I mean?" So, like, I fucking hated RE. And then I got to the point where I stopped fucking going. I just stopped fucking going. It was the only class, apart from English, it was like one of the only classes I just refused to fucking go to, because I was like, this is an utter fucking waste of time to be talking about this pish, total fucking shite. And it's not as if, like, it's not that I think religion is shite. It's not that I think it's shite. It's just, I thought their version of it was fucking bollocks, even at that age, where it was like, why the fuck are we doing this? There was like bits in there. I remember we had a book about RE like this, and we only read like fucking 7 pages out of it. We only read the fucking 7 pages about Catholicism. Do you know what I mean? Like, how the fuck is that RE? How the fuck is that RE? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like going to PE and all they teach is football. That's fucking football. You know what I mean? It's like going to maths and all they do is geometry. That's geometry. It's not fucking maths. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I was like, fuck this shit, man. So I stopped going. And then I remember one of my my guidance teacher, the same guy that told me that I could never be a professional wrestler and I shouldn't waste my life drawing pictures, he fucking told me, "You've not been going to RE." And I was like, "I'm Jewish." That's what I said to him. He goes, "I'm Jewish." And he was like, "Are you?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm fucking Jewish. And he's made me go to this thing and then I need to learn about your shit. And it's not fair and I'm not fucking doing it anymore." And that was enough. I think the guy, either that was enough or the guy went like that, "I can't be fucked arguing with you." Because that's what I am. I'm a fucking argument. I argue constantly. And the person I argue with the most is fucking me. It's me I argue with the most. So we went to this fucking art. Sorry, there was a pure, that was obviously a total tirade on religion. Do you know what I mean? But like, because I feel I've done that quite a bit recently. But the fucking, we went to the religious museum. That's why I was talking about it. Went to that fucking religious museum in Glasgow and we were just walking about looking at shit and all that. And it was okay, do you know what I mean? But then we went to Pizza Punks, right? Now, this thing that I've been fucking struggling with, man, like, it was just fucking there all the fucking time. And my good lady, I was sitting with my two younglings and my good lady wife got up to go to the bathroom, right? And it wasn't good, put it that way. The shit that was going through my head wasn't great. It was really fucking, I couldn't shake it, this thing. So what I started doing was, and I might be getting this wrong when I say it, but I started doing this thing called EFT tapping, right? Where there's a couple of things. The first thing is called havening, right? Where you do, it's this. It's just this with your hands. That's all it is. It's just that, and it starts to bring you, I'll show you, just like that. It just starts to bring you down a wee bit. That's what it is, right? Now, that didn't work, right? So the next thing I done was I started the EFT tapping thing, and what I do is it's like this, right? I go pinky, you thumb to pinky, thumb to ring finger, thumb to middle finger, thumb to pointing finger, right? Which is good because you can do it under a table and no one sees you do it, right? So you can sit there and you can do this and no one sees you do it, right? Which is kind of fucked up, right? Because I remember when I was... Listen, I know I've got ADHD, right? I definitely know I've got that, right? 100%, right? 100%, because the women told me. The women said, yes, you're riddled. And I was like, ah, that's fucking fantastic. But the other thing I think I've got is I think I've got the autism, right? I think I've got autism. But at the same time, I can't be fucked going to do a would you call it, one of these tests and all that sort of stuff, because I'm kind of over that now, man. I'm kind of over just finding stuff to tell people that I've got. Do you know what I mean? Like, And there is a bit where, like, because every cunt's fucking talking about it, do you know what I mean? Like, and there is a bit where I'm like, fuck's sake, I thought I had something that made me different for a while. Now I don't, because every fucker's got it. And it's like, do you know what I mean? Like, that sounds like an incredibly selfish thing to say, because it is. But, like, that's what I'm talking about, do you know what I mean? So I think I have got that, which is why I'm struggling to get rid of some of these thoughts, and they're just fucking there all the time. And it's like, they're really fucking intrusive, man. They just appear out of nowhere and they don't go. And then what happens is they turn into a, it's like a, honestly, it's like a fucking ball here. That's where it is. So like, there's my nipples, right? This is where my nipples are, right? And then here, it's like a ball that just fucking sits and it gets bigger and it burns. That's what it feels like. It feels like it actually fucking burns. And then eventually, if I don't do anything about that, it turns into a fucking blind rage. And when I was younger, the blind rage used to turn into things where I'd just fucking destroy shit. Do you know what I mean? And stuff like that. Now I don't want to be that person. There has been a few times, not recently, where I have been violent towards inanimate objects, right? Not people, inanimate things. Kitchen cupboards, stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was a point, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but there was a point where I would fucking stick my head on shit. Doors and fucking stuff like that. Tiles are a good one. That kind of thing. Like, so like, that's the... Tiles are a good one. That's what I'm talking about, right? See that? I don't fucking know if that's normal, right? To know that kitchen cupboards aren't as good as tiles because kitchen cupboards bounce, right? Whereas tiles are hard and flat. And if you want to stick your head in something to get the rage out, I would suggest a fucking tile. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about. I know it's fucked up. Like, I know it's fucking weird. And I know that other people probably potentially don't have to do stuff like that. But I have. Do you know what I mean? What the fuck am I talking about? So that's what it feels like. And that's what I was getting. And it wasn't turning into rage. It was turning into panic. It was turning into worry. It's been fucking worry. It's not been anger. But worry eventually turns into anger. What did they say in Star Wars? Fucking... fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, and hate leads to the dark side. That's what it's like, man. That's what it's like. But replace dark side with door two. That's what it's like, right? So I was fucking doing this thing, and it didn't work, right? So then I had to go for the full fucking thing, and I'm going to take you through it now, right? So what I do is... this is scientific, this is an actual thing, like this isn't just something that I've fucking seen on TikTok and someone's been like, this is what I do, it makes me feel better. Like, there's actual fucking science to back this shit up, right? So I start above my eyebrow. No I don't, I start in the centre of my head and I just tap it with two fingers, the centre of my head, right? And then from there, where do I go from here? I can't remember, I go to my temple. You go to your, that's where you go, to the temple, and I tap through it again. You're thinking about the shit that's happening. Do you know what I mean? You're thinking about the intrusive thought. You're not running away from it. You're leaning into it. You're leaning into the intrusive thought. You're leaning into the thing that you don't want to think about. You're picturing it fucking happening, right? And then from there, I go to under my eye. So, and I go until, I don't have a certain amount. I don't count to 20. I don't go, I'm doing 20 of these. And I've done that. This isn't Pizza Punks. This is why I'm waiting in my fucking order. This is why I'm waiting in the fucking person coming up and going, do you want any drinks? And I'm like, ah, fucking, do you know what I mean? Like, that's where I'm... That's what I'm fucking talking about. But it was like, I can do the haven and people don't see it, and I do that and people don't see it. But see, sometimes I just need to be like, I don't care what you fucking think of me, man. It's either I continue to think about this and drive myself insane, or you think I'm mental anyway. Fucking pick one. So then after I do that, I go, it's the top of your lip, man. From the top of the lip, it's underneath the lip. And then from underneath the lip, it's the collarbone. Right? And then from the collarbone, you move underneath your arm, here, that bit there, right? Where your rib cage is. And then from there, you then move on to your fingers, right? So from there, you go to your top finger, like that, right? And then from there, onto your next finger, which is why it kind of fits into this thing. And then I've been told you don't do your ring finger, but I just do it anyway because fuck it. Do you know what I mean? Like, because then what I'll do is I'll forget what finger to do. Do you know what I mean? And then I go to my pinky. And then from my pinky, go on to either, I don't know exactly, but by that time, I'm feeling a lot better. Like, honestly, by the time I'm at this point, I'm feeling a lot better. I can feel it now just because I'm doing it, talking about you. Talking about you. I'm not talking about you because I don't know who you are, but I'm talking about it. And I do that, right? I then go, it's in the knuckle. It's like, see if you were a mason. See if you're a mason, right? That's the bit you would rub if you were in the third degree. How does he know that? Oh, is he a mason? He's not a mason and he's not a Catholic. He's none of these fucking things, but he reads books and it tells you in fucking books. So it does. It tells you in the library. You go to the library and get a wee book about it. It'll tell you all about it, man. So well, you can learn all the fucking shit and then people think you're a mason, but you're not a mason. And then what you do is you do that bit. And that's where I finish. It's through there. And I've done this in the middle of Pizza Punks. My boys didn't see it. My younglings didn't see me do it. And I don't know if anybody else, because I think sometimes when you're doing shit like that, it's almost as if people, you think people are looking at you, but nobody gives a fuck. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody's looking at you at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, they are in their own heads, in their own lives, doing their own things. They don't care about you. Do you know what I mean? And by the time I'd done that, I was doing a lot better. I was doing a lot better. My good lady wife came back and I felt the change. I felt myself change again, right? And then the other thing I've been doing is cord cutting meditations is what I've been doing. Now, a cord cutting is, I've done this before. This isn't something that I'm new to, right? I've done a cord cutting probably about this time last year. I went through a series of cord cutting meditations, right? Because what the cord cutting is it's you're attached to people in your life. Do you know what I mean? You're attached to different people in some sort of way, right? It can be family members, it can be friends, it can be people you're in relationships with, it can be people, it can be fucking teachers, it can be a boss, it can be anything. Anyone that you've ever had some sort of fucking relationship that goes past. I seen a guy in Pizza Punks tapping his eyebrows. He was tapping his eyebrows for about 10 minutes and muttering under his breath. Something that goes past that, something deeper than that, right? I mean, you're doing the meditation, what you're doing is you're releasing. When you're cutting the cord that attaches you to that person and therefore some of the other things that you think, right? You're not cutting them out of your life. You're not turning around and going, that's us finished. I'm not having fuck all else to do with you. Which I've had a few people in my life that have been like that. I'm having fuck all else to do with you. Some of them have came back. Some of them have been allowed back into my life. But some of them I've always been like that. Me and you are fucking finished. That's us done. But I am no longer doing this anymore. But the cutting of the cord, what it does is it creates a bit of distance between you and the person and the shit. And then you can look at it from almost like a third person rather than the third person is what it does. So my plan after I finish this podcast is I'm going to go and do a cord cutting is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to do it here. I've got one on my phone and cut a cord with something. Right? You can do it with things as well. There's four I need to do, I think. There's four things I need to work through. There's four things I need to work through. And there's another thing I need to work through, which isn't a person. There's four things I need to work through that are attached to people, right? But there's one thing that I need to work through is a thing, right? Let me take a drink of tea. Let me take a drink of tea before I fucking tell you about all this fucking stuff. Maybe you can understand why I haven't been in the most motivated to do any of this sort of shit. Do you know what I mean? Like, because I haven't been motivated to do this sort of stuff at all. My good lady wife done Reiki to me the other day. So she did. Because that's what she does. This is how I know all this shit, man. Do you know what I mean? I know all my shit, because of my good lady wife. Do you know what I mean? It's not because... Well, I knew what Reiki was, do you know what I mean? I know what the name is, but like, I don't, the cord cutting thing, I had no idea about. It was my good lady wife that told me about it. It's that sort of shit, do you know what I mean? She is like my guru, do you know what I mean? She is like my guru, or my fucking, she starts fucking sending me invoices for therapy, to be fair. She definitely should. She'd make a fortune off of me if we weren't paying for the same things in the same household. Do you know what I mean? Like, she'd be taking the money off me that I need to use to pay the council tax, and I'd need to go to her and go, you need to pay the council tax this month because I've just gave you all my money for therapy. But, like, that's the... that's what it is. That's the fucking truth. But she gave me... Reiki the other day, and my third eye was blocked. I don't know if you believe in all this shit, right? I don't know if you believe in all this shit. All this stuff, because it's not shit, right? But I do. I certainly do believe in it, right? And I'll tell you why I fucking believe in it, right? Because it to me, it's more based in the scientific realm than loaves and fishes. Do you know what I mean? And people turning white water into wine. Stuff like that. There's more science to back it up than that stuff. The rest, that's just... Do you know what I mean? Here's the other thing as well. See people that do Reiki? See that whole thing about Reiki and all that sort of stuff and where it came from and all that sort of shit? There's not a place in a country that has another country inside it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like you've got Italy and you've got the country of the Vatican inside Italy, right? And see where they teach Reiki and all the Reiki stuff happens and all that. You don't walk in there and there's not a solid gold statue of a guy that didn't even have proper fucking shoes. Do you know what I mean? There's not a statue of someone made out of gold, right? Of a fucking cunt that couldn't afford footwear and gave all his shit away. That's what I'm talking about, right? It's just... I think for a long time, the cunts with the gold statues have told you this stuff's shite, right? Everybody's been told it that fucking long that they then believe it. Because they've been told it for that fucking long that that's what it becomes. The global consciousness, the universal consciousness that exists on Earth, right, has now got this thing where it's like, it's all fucking hocus pocus nonsense, like fucking crystals and all that. That kind of shit. It's all fucking, honestly. But it scientifically is fucking, there's science there that backs this shit up, right? Plus we are all just energy. Everything's fucking energy. Everything is fucking energy, right? Put it this way, right? They used to think that the atom was the smallest thing. That's what they thought. For fucking years, they thought the atom is the smallest thing and there'll never be anything smaller than the atom. And then they found out that there's shit inside an atom. There's protons and neutrons inside an atom, which are smaller than an atom because they have to be because they make up the atom. They can't be bigger than an atom, right? And then go and make it up. It doesn't work like that. Do you know what I mean? See, if I get two dogs and I sellotape them together, right? That they two dogs are bigger than one dog. After the same breed of dog, of course. But all atoms are the same fucking thing because they're all comprised of the same fucking thing. So they thought that was the smallest. And then they found electrons fucking floating around the outside of it, which is a fucking energy field. That's what it is. It's a piece of energy that is floating around the outside of the atom, right? And they thought, that's the smallest thing. Then they found out there was space between the electrons. There's space between the atoms. Quarks, I think. That, do you know what I mean? There's shit in there that's even fucking smaller than that. And you're comprised of nothing but that. You are made of nothing but atoms. That's all you are. That's all everything fucking is just fucking atoms. Comprised in such a way that it makes a shape that we recognise and attach a meaning to. There's a chest of drawers. You put shit in drawers. There's a solid gold statue of a cunt with no shoes. Nailed to a cross. Nailed to a cross because he said it'd be nice if we were nice to people. And that's what we remember him by. We remember him by the worst day he's ever had. The worst day. See if he was to fucking go... Fucking, what'd you call it? Bill Hicks said it. Bill Hicks said it fucking 30 years ago. Do you know what I mean? It'd be like walking up to Jackie Onassis with a rifle pendant saying, still thinking of JFK, Jackie. That, do you know what I mean? He said it fucking decades ago, he said it. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, that's the worst day that guy ever had. Was being nailed to a fucking tree. Nailed to the fucking cross. That's the, but we're still like fucking, let's fucking put it, just fucking mental, man. But Reiki's real. It's a real fucking thing. It is. It's totally fucking real. And there's stories that I know about other people that have experienced Reiki that have changed their lives physically, like changed health ailments that I can't talk to you about because they're not my health ailments. Do you know what I mean? I can't sit here and go, I knew a guy, his name is this, this is his postcode, this is what happened to him. That's not fair for me to do that. But it definitely happened. Do you know what I mean? It's stuff like that. So she done Reiki on me and my third eye was blocked, which made a fucking big bit of sense because, like, I haven't had any notion to do anything creative, nothing. Not a podcast, haven't drew a picture. The only thing I've been doing is I played piano every single fucking day since we got one. Every single fucking day I've sat down, I've played that piano. like every day. Like there hasn't been a day where I haven't done it. Like, and I can tell now that when I'm playing it, I'm getting better at it. Do you know what I mean? Because I have done it every single fucking day. And I've been, what I've been doing is I've been doing it the same way that I taught myself to play guitar, where I've been putting on music and I've just been trying to figure it out. And then what I've been doing is once I've done that, I've started going into, what's that website called again? Is it Ultimate Guitar? Is that what you call it? UltimateGuitar.com? Is that what it is? It's like a fucking tab website. There's another one, Chordy, which is really good, where you can just look at the chords. So what I was then doing is, that's the same way that I play, because I know the guitar chords. There's very, do you know what I mean? Like, I know them just by looking at them. Like, there's maybe a couple, that when you start to go into, like, diminished stuff and all that, I'm like, I don't really know that. I'll need to look that up. But I know the chords, but I actually know how to build the chords up on a piano. Like, I know how to do it. I know how you need to count and where they are on the scale and all that sort of shit. How I know how to do it, I don't have a fucking clue. Like, I genuinely, while I'm doing it, I'm going, how the fuck do I know how to do it? Like, genuinely do not know how I know how to do it, but I fucking know how to do it because I'm doing it. Do you know what I mean? So, like, where the fuck am I talking about? I think I took quite a bit of time before I got to the point where I said, what the fuck am I talking about? Do you know what I mean? Maybe I should keep going with this podcast. No, I shouldn't keep doing it because this, do you know what I mean? Because this is the feeling I get when I do it, and then when I leave here, I'm like, ah, fuck, you need to do another one next week. So I'm going to try it with the fortnightly thing for a while and just fucking see how it goes, man. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the other Monday to promote it. Do you know what I mean? To promote it, to try and get other people listening to it. That's it. I'm sitting here with a fucking 100-odd episodes that people could be listening to that haven't listened to it before. So what I'm doing is I'm being a bastard to the people who have been committed to it. That's what I'm doing. I'm being a prick to yous, but I'm hoping that you understand why I'm being a prick. I'm not being a prick on a personal level. I'm not being like that. Fuck you. I don't like you enjoying yourself when you listen to me. It's not that. It's just, it's too much on, man. I've got too much fucking happening and I need space. I need a fucking break from it, man. So my third eye was blocked and my root chakra was blocked. And it still is blocked. My third eye was going fucking nuts by the end up, because at the end of it, she'd said to me, open your eyes and have a look at this. And when she looked at it, the crystal was fucking, I mean, like, swinging all over the place, so it was. But there was a point where she was doing it to me, right, where, because I'm lying in the bed when she does it. I'm lying on her massage bed, right? And she got to this point, which is, like, my thigh. I don't know what it all is. Do you know what I mean? I know there's seven of them. I don't know it inside out. I'm actually thinking about doing it. I'm actually thinking about going to learn how to do it. But that she was here at this bit, right? And then what happened was I disappeared, man. I was somewhere else. And the only other time that's ever happened to me, it's happened to me a couple of times. I was talking about it the other day. When I was doing Wim Hof regularly, when I was doing the Wim Hof breathing regularly, I started filming myself, because what would happen is by the time I got to my third round of doing the Wim Hof breathing, I would disappear. Like, I would go somewhere. Like, I was no longer me. But it wasn't a stiff-nulled situation. It wasn't, I think, where I was like, I don't know who my name is and what the fuck is a kettle. Like, it wasn't like that. It was like, I'm no longer there. I'm not here. I'm not present inside myself. I'm somewhere else. And I'm not me. I'm not me. I am not Tragic O'Hara. That's not my real name, obviously. But I'm not that person anymore. I've got three names. Like, the Virgin Mary. Like, the Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ, and God. And three people. That's what I am. That's what I've done. It's all just the same stories telling over and over and over and over again. But like that's, I disappeared. I was away. And by the time she came round to this side, I returned and I came back and I started to see shit. I started to see things, right? But when I was doing the Wim Hof thing, I thought what was happening was I was breathing. And I couldn't believe it. I didn't know whether or not I was still holding my breath, because I don't know if you know much about it. You take really big breaths, right? 30 is what I was doing, 30 to 40. And then you're exhaling it all out on the last breath and you're not breathing again. I would get about 2 minutes a round not breathing. By the third round, I'd hit the minute and a half mark and I'd go somewhere else, right? When I started filming myself, I couldn't do it because I was aware I was being filmed. But I was filming myself because I wanted to see whether or not I was breathing. Because if I started breathing again, then I was somewhere else. And then I would come to. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's the weirdest thing ever. The only other time I've ever had it happen to me was, as you know, if you're a long time listener, if you've read my book, I'm a fucking big deal here. Do you know what I mean? Let me take a sip of tea. Let me take a fucking drink of this thing. I have struggled with fucking crippling anxiety, is that what you would say? Like, really bad fucking anxiety. Like, you can't leave the house. You think you're going to die constantly. Impending doom, right? My gran bought me a self-hypnosis book out of a charity shop that she's seen, right? She bought me a book about self-hypnosis. And I started reading it because at that point I would have done anything. Anything. Magic beans. I would have sold my soul at the fucking crossroads. I would have done anything to get away from it, man. And she gave me this book. I was about 16 at the time. And what happened was I'd read it and it was about stuff to do with like try to get yourself to stop smoking, shit like that. But you can do it with anything. A bit like the cord cutting. It doesn't have a formula as such. You just need to find a way that works, kind of thing. And it said that you want to do it in a quiet place when you're doing the self-hypnosis thing. You want to get rid of any tight and restricted clothing and you don't want to be under the covers. And this is the God's honest truth, man. My mum and dad went out with my sister. They all left and I was in the house by myself. And I went up the stairs and I took all my clothes off. I got right down to the Billy Bollocks. Got a good fucking mental picture of that, by the way. Good fucking mental picture. I wasn't the Adonis that I am now. Do you know what I mean? I was built like the gable end of a fag paper. You could see my heartbeat through my chest. That's how skinny I was. I wasn't eating. I was fucked. I was totally fucked. I was a ghost. And I was lying on the bed, completely Billy Bollocks, right? Pubes flaying in the wind. Like, and I was lying there and what you do is you just focus on your toes. Just focus on your toes and nothing else in your body and just try and feel everything through your toes and nothing else, and then slowly make your way through all the different body parts, to the soles of your feet, to the tops of your feet, to your ankles, to your calves, to your shins, to your knees, to the back of your leg, all that, working it through. Slower than that. Maybe spend about 30 seconds to a minute in each one. And I disappeared. That's the first time I ever disappeared, man. And I disappeared completely. And I was outside of myself. See, when I came back, I could see myself. And then I came back, right? So what I'm trying to say is, it's like blackness. It's like complete and utter darkness you go to. There's nothing there. You're no longer experiencing time. That's what it is, right? You no longer experience time. And when you come back, then you have a rough idea of, I've been away for this long. Like, that's how. There was times during that Wim Hof, I'd look at the timer and it'd be 7 minutes. And I was like, I've been away for 5 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like, that sort of shit. I don't know how long I was away for when that happened with the thing. I wouldn't say I was away for days, but I was away for maybe a couple of minutes. And when I came back, I saw myself before I ended up back in my body, right? It was an out-of-body experience. That's what it was, right? And then you count yourself back round. So you do. So you don't just get up instantly. You give yourself a count down for 10 that you're going to come back, right? Now, from that point on where that happened to me when I was that age, I have been open to everything that is based, like meditation, the Reiki thing, energy healing, like all that sort of stuff, right? From that moment, because I'd never experienced anything like that in my life, ever, right? And I never knew anyone that talked about it. I didn't know anybody that didn't talk about it at school. You know what I mean? They didn't talk about meditation at school. My friends didn't talk about meditation and stuff like that. But then what happened was I started to be more aware of other people, like artists, musicians talking about it, people like Jim Morrison. Stuff like that, the Beatles, like things like that. Like that, I started to become more aware that there was people that I already held in high regard that spoke about this sort of shit. And then I kind of get lost in it for a while. Do you know what I mean? And that's what happened to me the other day when I was getting Reiki. Like, I disappeared. I went to the darkness. I just everything just goes fucking dark. It's such a surreal feeling. Why am I telling you this? Why am I actually fucking going through this with you? Have I missed something out? Was there a thing that I said like 20 minutes ago and you're sitting there going like that, any fucking minute now he's going to tell me what happened to that person? Do you know what I mean? But like, I don't even know why I'm fucking saying it. But that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with the whole thing. That's what I'm talking about. I was talking about the cord cutting and the thing that I need to get rid of. And the thing that I need to get rid of is ego. At first I thought it was fame, because the whole time that I've been doing this, I've been wanting people to watch it, because I have equated fame with self-worth and wealth, is what I've done, right? It's what I've done, but I've been helped along the way by things like fucking newspapers, television, radio, films, social media. They've helped me along the way to tie all these things together. Fame, happiness, money. That's what they've done. That's the lie that they've sold me. That's the lie they've sold you as well. It's the lie they've sold everyone. You know what I mean? The lie of that these are the things that will make you happy, which is bullshit, right? So one of the cord cuttings I need to do is to... At first it was to get rid of this feeling of trying to be famous, which when I say trying to be famous, it doesn't sit right with me saying that, because it's not that I want to be famous, right? It's not that I want to be famous the way that Johnny Depp is famous. But what I want is to be respected by my peers. That's all I've ever wanted, is to be respected by my peers. Is for people who are in the same... Not MF Doom is your favourite rapper's favourite rapper. Queens of the Stone Age were often billed as your favourite band's favourite band. That's what I want to be. I want people to walk down the street. I want to be able to sit in Pizza Punks and do my tapping without someone going, that famous guy's tapping his eyebrows. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's... It's not that. What I want, what I've always wanted, ever since I started doing this, what I've always wanted ever, before I started doing anything to do with music and anything to do with creative, because that was the first thing I was ever good at, right, is to be respected by my peers. That's it. Now, when I say that out loud, right, I'll never know if I'm respected by my peers. I'll never know. We don't live in a culture where people just message you and go like that. By the way, I actually do really respect. People don't do that. They don't do that. It's not something that we do in this part of the world. Or as humans, we don't just message people and go, I fucking really respect you. It's not something that happens, right? Because I don't think anybody's ever said that to me, ever. Like, I don't think anybody's ever turned around and goes, like, I've got a lot of respect for what you do or whatever. Or maybe they have and I haven't listened. I don't fucking know, because I am a fucking screwball. I'm a screwball. So, like, you probably fucking know that by now. By this late in the game, you're like, ah, he is, right? He's not lying about the screwball thing. He definitely fucking is one. But I'm not. That's what it is. And I feel like I attached fame and respect as the same sort of thing. And the fame thing comes from ego. And I need to let go of that part of my ego. And I think that the less I have to do with my ego, the better. This is what me and my good lady wife talk about, right? Which is why we're together. This is why we're together. This is the reason why. One of the reasons. There's loads of reasons why we're together, but this is one of them, is because we talk like this. We don't talk about fucking Love Island. We don't do that. It's never been like that. We've never sat down and fucking went, like, oh, did you read the paper today? Like, it's never been that sort of relationship. It's always been really fucking... It has been really deep for the very beginning. But, like, I talk about bees quite a lot. I talk about bees quite a lot because I think bees are actually I think bees are the best thing that Earth's ever produced. I think that bees are the evolution of everything that has ever evolved. Bees are the best thing. Hands fucking down. They're better than... Spiders might be a close second, but they're like fucking... They're better than humans. They're better than anything, bees. Because of the way that they communicate with each other, and the way that it's all about the hive, and the way that the society works, and the way that they communicate with each other. They're so fucking interesting, man. And the only thing that potentially is more interesting than the bees themselves is how humans came about to be able to harvest the honey. That's another really interesting thing, because there would have been a time where we'd have been climbing trees and smashing the hive and being attacked by bees. Do you know what I mean? So there has been a time in our evolution where we have managed to harness the power of the bee and use it to create basically an unlimited supply of honey. Do you know what I mean? Which was something that we can't get. There's nothing, I don't think there's anything as sweet as that in the natural world. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's a really interesting thing, how humans managed to do that. And they started doing it in the side of cliffs, believe it or not. There used to be that humans would go out and people, there would be certain people who, that's what their job was, to go and collect honey for the gentry, for the higher-ups, right? Because that whole thing's always been there, which is quite, again, similar to the bees, but they don't have the same thing where they think that it can never change, because the bees, if the queen isn't working, if they don't have faith in their queen, the bees will create another queen in the side. And if that queen isn't good for the hive, they will get rid of that queen and they'll use the new one. If that queen figures out that there's another queen on the go, it will go and it will kill that queen as a matter of self-preservation. That's what it will do. And for some reason, we think we can't do that anymore. For some reason, we have been downtrodden so much where we seem to think that the people that work in the government buildings are untouchable. And I don't think that anything will change until people go in and remove them. Like, physically remove them. Like, physically go in and lift them up and take them outside and go, no, you wait there. And they continue to do it and get them out. Get them fucking out. Right? The only other question after that is whether you cut their heads off. That's the other thing. Do you know what I mean? It's whether or not you'd go full fucking French Revolution and chop their fucking heads off, right? I don't think we should do that. I don't think we should kill them. I don't think we should. There was a point where I did. Do you know what I mean? But I think we should, until we actually fucking remove them from that. But I don't think it will ever happen. I don't think it will ever happen for a couple of reasons. The first one being is the people that are in charge of how you are educated are never going to educate you to the level where you can see through their bullshit. They're never going to do that. It's self-preservation. That's what it is. It's the same reason why the queen bee will kill the other queen. It's for its survival, not the survival of the hive, which is the opposite of what Jesus done. Jesus martyred himself. He sacrificed himself for the greater good, for the hive. Do you know what I mean? Even the queen bee doesn't do that. So and they people are also in charge of what the health care system looks like, right? And if they keep you at just enough a level of healthiness, just enough where you can continue to function as a society, then do you know what I mean? It's not in their best interest to have you fighting fit and on top of your logistical thinking game. It is not in their benefit to do that. And until we actually go in and bring them out and go, we're not doing this anymore. Do you know what I mean? This is it, finished. We'll continue to do this for the rest of forever. This will be forever. It will be, my younglings will see it. If they have younglings, they'll see it. And until we either wipe out the majority of us and need to start again, that's what it will be like. Do you know what I mean? But I was taught about bees, wasn't I? I was taught about bees. So they started digging holes in the sides of cliffs, and they started putting bee colonies inside them. And that's what they've done. That was the first hives. So it's a really interesting thing, but the reason why I think about bees a lot, quite a lot, is because, see, whatever I get in touch with when I'm no longer me, I think the bees are in touch with that all the time. I think that's where they are all the time. I don't think, they have never been burdened with ego. They've never been burdened with the realisation that one day they'll die. They'll never do that. Do you know what I mean? And I think that our ego is the thing that stops us from reaching that place. See, when I say it's dark, see, when I say it's darkness, that's what I see. That's what I know. That's what it is when I come back. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It could be colours that I couldn't describe to you. It could be shapes that I've never seen. And that's why I don't see it. It's like when I say to people, see, when you go to people draw an alien, they start drawing something that looks human first. That's what they do. People can't, it's a very difficult thing to draw something that someone's not ever seen before. It's the reason why, see, like Pokemon, still playing that constantly, by the way, but see, like Pokemon's like, every Pokemon has some sort of real world thing that you can equate it to. Pikachu looks like a mouse. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like that sort of thing. Charmander looks like a lizard. Like, it's that. There's nothing in there that you can't go, I've never seen anything like that before. Because you can, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can pull nothingness through. So it's like, Do you know what I mean? And for what I could be doing is I could be tapping into the same sort of realm as where the DMT takes you. But the DMT maybe keeps enough of your ego where you can recognise shit. Which is why when they come back, people say machine elves. And they say things like that. Do you know what I mean? So, which I haven't done. I've never done DMT. I'm considering it, but I've never done DMT. But I'm a big believer that when you are going to take these things, they will appear on their own. You don't need to go looking for these things. They will appear by themselves. Do you know what I mean? That was the same thing with the mushroom. When I got to the point where I was like, ah, that's me, I want to start taking mushrooms, they just appeared. I just met people that gave me them. Like, it wasn't a thing where I was like, oh, I'm going to need to go and find this thing. Like, when I was like, I am now ready to do this, it made itself known. So it's the same. I think it's the same thing with DMT. But for all I know, that's where I could be going. But I think that's where the bees are. And I think the bees are so in tune with it because they don't have that, the burden of being human on top of them. They don't have that. And the burden of being human comes with a load of other burdens attached to it. Self-imposed burdens like council tax and like fucking what sort of job you've got and where the car you've got is good looking and whether your house is big enough and whether your wife is more attractive than someone else's wife and whether your kids are better, smarter than someone else's kids and whether the people that you hang about with are cooler than some of the other people that... Do you know what I mean? Like, these are all burdens of being human. That's what that is. It's just human burdens that we accept as fact because we've been told them by the television. We've been sold a lie by culture and we believe it. And I don't want anything to do with it anymore. I want to be free of it. I want to be free of the burden of being human. That's what I want. That's what my ultimate goal is to be as free of the burden of being human as I possibly can be, because it's fucking tiring and I don't know how people do it. I genuinely don't know how people do it. I don't know how people can live like that. And or maybe they just don't have... Maybe they just don't have the same fucking... Maybe they're not battling the same chemistry I'm battling. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe the chemistry battles that I'm having are just completely different for theirs. But I don't understand how they can do it. I don't understand. It's such a fucking tiring thing, being human, because it's so fucking pointless. It's so pointless. Like, fucking try to figure out where the people are respect, and that whether people respect you or not, your peers respect you or not. And the fucking worst thing about it is that's been one of the greatest motivators I've ever had. Do you know what I mean? That's one of that. It's not one of. It's the greatest motivator I've ever had. Is to all the shit I've ever done is just so that somebody somewhere goes like, "Fuck me, that guy's." Listen. So let me take a drink of tea before tea. Let me take a drink of tea before I tell you this one. See when you're a straight white male like me, because I've always been a straight white male. I can't pretend that I'm anything other than that. See, when I say I'm a straight white male, doesn't mean that I hate anyone that isn't a fucking straight white male. I'm not like that, because I'm not burdened with the same problems as other humans are burdened with, where it makes a fucking difference, where it actually fucking makes a difference whether or not you can paint. Oh, well, you can't paint as good as me because you have a fandango. Do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't work like that. It's a lot of fucking shite. It's total fucking shite. Almost as fucking... It's just as much shite as solid gold statues of people with sandals on. It's pish, man. But see the... When you're a guy, you don't get much in the way of compliments for people. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't get that. You don't get people coming up and going like, fuck me, you look great today. You don't get that. You never fucking hear that. No one comes up and goes like, you look fucking broke. Like, listen, if you change something, you look fucking great. You don't get that. You get told that you're putting the beef on. You get told you're getting fat. Fucking hell, you're getting a bit fat. Look at the size of you, which happened to me quite a lot when I was growing up, because I was skinny as fuck for ages. I started properly drinking. Properly man drinking, like fucking the way men, like a Viking. Pirate Viking drinking. And then folk were like, that, fuck me, you're getting fat. Fuck me, you're getting fat. So I switched from beer to whiskey and lost all the fucking weight. Do you know what I mean? What a fucking diet that is. The Tragic O'Hara diet. Stop drinking beer, start drinking whiskey, and that'll fucking... You'll slim down in no time at all, son. Don't fucking worry about it. But the... Not eating helps as well. Do you know what I mean? But the fucking... What the fuck am I talking about? You don't get compliments like that. So see, when you do get something, you totally fucking zoom in on it. Like, see when someone does say something to you like, I really like your long hair, then you keep your long hair forever. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it is. Like, that's how it works. Someone told me one time, it was a woman, it was an older woman, told me that I should never shave my face. Always keep a bit of stubble. You look so much better with stubble than you do with a bald face, is what she said to me, right? There was nothing overtly sexual in this. It wasn't like she was coming on to me in a pub. It was someone I worked with, and she said that to me, and I was like, fucking hell. And look at my coupon. Look at it. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. You don't get it when you're a guy. I don't know if you get it when you're a woman, because I'm not a woman. But I can imagine if you're a woman, there's probably as people that say things to you, oh, you look great today, or whatever. But it might be in a properly sexual way where someone's coming up to your pub and going like, ah, fucking hell, baby, you look great. Like, do you know what I mean? Which is not me. I'm not that fucking guy. I'm not that guy. I can't pretend to be. I'm more like a bee than that fucking guy. But I was playing box. See, I even remember where I was. I even remember where I was when this happened. And it was a guy came up to me. It was a guy, I think he was about the same age as me. And I was playing in box in Glasgow on Sucky Hog Street. And I had a 4-track CD mailer thing that I would give out to people after my gigs to try and encourage people to listen to my music. And he said to me, he said to me that it was really good what I'd done. He says he really liked my music. I was like, thanks. And he says, do you have more stuff out? And I was like, I've got 2 albums and an EP and I'm working on my third. And he said, how long have you been playing by yourself? And I was like, I think at this point I was playing maybe 2 years. And he went, fucking hell, that's prolific. That's prolific. That was the word they said, prolific. And I remember going, thank you, and not knowing what prolific meant. Not knowing what prolific meant, because I didn't know what it meant. Do you know what I mean? So I had to go and find out what prolific meant. And what it means is, I even know what it fucking means now. Like, it's like, when you're prolific at something, then you are constantly putting it out. Like, you're constantly making it. Like, some people will make an album once every 5 years, and I could make an album once every 6 months if I didn't have the burden of being human and council tax. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know I could do that. I could do it standing on my fucking head. You know what I mean? Like, because it's there all the time. So, like, and I'm not saying that because I'm like, oh, look how fucking great I am. I'm just telling you because it's the fucking truth. I don't know what prolific means, right? I don't know what prolific means. But you sit me down at a piano and I'll figure out every song you put on that fucking radio. Like, every song, I'll fucking figure it out. I have that. In fact, my youngest's friend was round the other day. They're mad into Pokemon cards and now doing the trading and all that sort of shit. I wonder where they get it from. And he was round. And they're young. So when you're young, you say shit. You don't say shit because you're trying to be a prick. That happens when you're older. Do you know what I mean? When you get older, you say stuff to be a prick. But when you're young, you just say things because you think them. And you don't have the burden of being human. You don't have the burden of society telling you. You can't say that to people. You don't have that yet. So that this young fella, this other youngling, I've got a gold psychic card, right? It's like the eye, the purple eye, the psychic energy card in Pokemon. I think it's worth a couple of quid. I think it's worth like 20 quid or something like that. And they were going on my youngest's laptop and they were looking up the codes of the cards. They were typing in the names of the cards. It wasn't the codes, because I told them after this to just do the codes. The codes, it'll be easier if you do it with the codes. And they were typing stuff up to see how much it was worth, right? And I went into the room to see how they were getting on. And I said, I was like, what's my fucking... Obviously, I swear, I'm like, listen, you two fucking cunty bastards. Listen, you pair of fucking pricks. How much is my psychic card work? And my youngest turns around and goes, like, how do you spell psychic? And I went, like, I don't know. And the other youngling went, you don't know how to spell psychic? And I turned around and was like, mate, I'm fucking dyslexic. I says, I'm dyslexic. I don't know how to spell anything like that, man. But I tell you what, see if you come downstairs and hum a tune, I'll be able to fucking play it in that piano. You can't do it all, man. You can't do it all. You're either good at one thing or the other thing. It doesn't work like that. It's not like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I'm that. I'm fucking that thing. I couldn't give a fuck about spelling. Read my book. You'll be fucking well aware I couldn't give a fuck about spelling. Spelling's the thing that people use to try and dampen your idea. That's what they do. Spelling is the thing that people use to make you look stupid because they don't have the answer either. That's what that is. Grammar's the exact same fucking thing. People that turn around and go, that's not, it's not that there. Reginald, guess what he's written? Guess what Tragic Heart has written on Facebook, right? He's talking about multiple people. They are. And he spelt there T-E, sorry. I'm sorry, I'm so funny, I don't even know. T-H-E-R-E. And not T-H-E-Y-R-E. That's what cunts do. That's what pricks do. See, when you're doing something and they just want to fucking dampen it, they tell you about your spelling, they tell you about your grammar. These people are not to be trusted. These people are fucking... They don't know they're cunts. Or they do. Or they do know. And they're trying to make themselves feel better about it. That's what that is, right? So why the fuck am I talking about this, man? Jesus fucking Christ. Maybe this is... I think the two-week thing is the way to go. Because I feel so much more comfortable doing this because I know I don't need to go and do one next week. Do you know what I mean? I feel so much more comfortable doing it because I know that next week I'm not going to need to go through this whole fucking thing again, this whole debacle. Do you know what I mean? Pure burping. Sorry. Apologies. Let me take a drink of tea and then we'll get back to whatever the fuck... What was I talking about? Fucking bees. I don't know what I was talking about. Energies. Blacking out and going to fucking other parallel dimensions. The burden of being human. That's what I was talking about. The burden of being human. But yeah, that's where I'm at. I feel better about it now that I've talked about it out loud in front of someone that's not actually listening. Because this is like therapy as well for me. I've said that before, but this is what it is. But those are the things that I've been doing. The cord cutting. The tapping. The tapping has made a massive difference. It has made a huge difference in my life with that. I don't do it all the time, but when I need it, I use it. When I need it, I fucking use it. And I think the next thing I need to do is bin the ego. And the other realisation that I had was... am I even going to tell you about this? I don't think I will tell you about it. It's too personal. It's too personal. There's some things I don't want. There's some things you don't need to know. There's some things you just don't need to know. And there's some things about my relationship with other people that you don't need to know. Do you know what I mean? You don't need to know it. So I'm not going to tell you, and I'm just going to leave this here. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop now. And I'm going to say that next week there won't be one, because I'm going to try the fortnightly thing for a while and see if it makes a difference, because I'm not tied to anything. I'm not committed to anything. I am under contract with no one apart from the deal that I made with the universe that night that I wrote that job description. Because that's what I did. That is what I did. I made a deal with the universe. So I did. And I wrote it all down, and I said, if you can do this thing for me, then I will do this thing for you. That's what I said to the universe. I wrote down one thing. It's one thing. I said, if you do this for me and you can make sure that this happens, then see all the other stuff that I've said that I'll do. The being honest, the writing the book, the fucking try to tell the truth as much as possible, not being a dick to people, all the shit that's written down there. And try and do it in a way where I'm not selfish and not putting myself before others and all that sort of stuff. I will do that for you to the best of my ability. I will make that my purpose, to spread as much of it as I can if you can do this thing for me. That's what I asked. That's what I asked of the universe. I wrote the universe a letter last night, so I did, because it was a new moon. So I wrote a letter to the universe, six different things, a couple of things that I want to let go of, a couple of things that I want to happen, and we burned it under the new moon, because that's what we do, because we're a bunch of fucking hippies in my house, that's what we are, and I don't give a fuck what anybody says about it, because I guarantee there's people out there who go to fucking church every Sunday, and then go home and treat people like shit. Do you know what I mean? But think, because they went on Sunday, it's absolutely fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm into. I'm into that. I'm into it. And I think you need to follow the feeling of what you're into, which is what the whole Walrus thing's about. That's what it's all about, man. Do you know what I mean? That's what it's all about. Anyway. Thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.